Hi, it's David Oakes. I'm glad you tuned in today. We're going to talk one more time about momentum. All successful leaders, including visionary fundraisers, understand momentum and use it to their advantage. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the book, Visionary Fundraising. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. For over a year, I've dedicated myself to writing down everything you need to be challenged to in order to double, triple, quadruple, and more the income that you receive as a visionary. You can buy my book today at Amazon.com for $19.99, or for you digital readers, I've got a good deal for you. Go click the link in the show notes, go to my website, and you can buy the digital version for $4.99. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. The Big Mo, the fundraiser's best friend. All successful leaders, not just visionary fundraisers, but all leaders always understand the power of the Big Mo. They always have their finger on the pulse of their organization, and they use momentum as their friend. What am I talking about? Sitting still, a powerful locomotive cannot overcome a 4x4 piece of lumber laid at its wheels. But when that same locomotive is zooming along at 50 miles or more per hour, it can crush through a brick wall. You're not stopping that powerful locomotive when it has momentum. What's the difference? Momentum. Many times, the only difference between winning and losing, it's not talent or giftedness, it's momentum. I'm calling momentum the Big Mo. When you have momentum, your followers perform better for you. When you have momentum, you look better than you really are. 90% of all your success as a visionary fundraiser will come from creating momentum before you ask for money. Listen to the show before this one. I talked about Beyonce, the Big Mo, and audience building. You, as a visionary fundraiser, you have to do the same thing as Beyonce did to become a, quote, overnight success. For years and years, Beyonce built her audience. And then when she was ready, she blew everybody away because she got momentum before she went large. You're going to do the same thing too. You can hurt yourself when you jump forward without momentum. You're going to hurt yourself when you ask that big donor before you have established some momentum in your relationship. You can hurt yourself by asking too soon and too early. So how do you allow the Big Mo to work for you? I'm going to give you just some points here. Let me see how many points. 5 points here. Okay, quickly, I'm going to give them to you. You may want to write these down. These are important. I remember the first time I ever heard a leader talk to me about momentum. It was John Maxwell. It was probably 30 plus years ago. And I remember, oh my gosh, I never thought about momentum and what I was doing. It just never crossed my mind. But I'm telling you, it was a tape, and John Maxwell taught us about momentum. He called it the Big Mo. I'm calling it the Big Mo. And I remember taking notes, writing it down. And from that point forward, I always had an appreciation for momentum and the timing of our decisions and our programs and things like that. So number one, develop an appreciation for momentum and recognize its impact. You as a leader, you should understand the positive effects that momentum can have on your fundraising. Appreciate how momentum contributes to you overcoming challenges and driving success. Notice when you have momentum and when you don't. Successful visionaries always know when they have momentum and when they don't. When you have momentum, you can take risks. And when you don't have momentum, you should not, I will say, be very careful. All right, so that's point number one, is develop an appreciation for recognizing when you have momentum, when you don't, how it impacts and helps you, and how you hurt yourself when you try to move forward without it. Okay, number two, celebrate small wins. How do you get momentum? You start noticing, you start fanning little flames into larger flames. So you start with finding small wins and you celebrate them. You foster a culture of celebrating even the smallest of achievements. Recognize and appreciating progress, no matter how incremental, it can contribute to a positive and motivated organization and donor base, because it helps people to see that you're having some momentum. Who wants to get on a ship that's about to sink? But I'm telling you, if you got a ship that is popping on the top of the water, heading somewhere quickly, people will say, I want to get on that boat. I want to be a part of that team. I want to be a part of them as they achieve their mission. Why? Because they're constantly celebrating even their small wins. What about, do you celebrate first-time donors? I am never more blown away than when I give a gift to an organization. I get the automated email, which usually is cold and lifeless, and it says, thank you for your dollars. And I wait that day. I wait a couple of days. I wait a week, and I think, somebody's going to call me from that organization. Why? Because I've given for the first time. I've never given before. And nobody ever does. I'm going to tell you what I do get. I get on their mailing list and they ask me, would you give more? Would you give more? Would you give more? Would you give more? And I'm telling you, sometimes just not nice things go through the screen on my mind. And it's like, no, you never even properly said thank you for my first gift. Why? Why would you ask me for more? And honestly, why would I give? So do you celebrate first-time donors? That's a small win. Maybe it's not a large gift. You know, most wealthy people give test gifts under $100. Before they give their million, they gave a test gift for something less than $100. What did you do? What did you do? Did they feel good about that? Or did you leave them feeling bad? Do you celebrate your monthly donors? Maybe they don't give a whole lot of money, but they've given month after month, year after year. Oh my, all I can say is, OMG. Those are small wins that ought to be celebrated. Even when their monthly gift is small. If you celebrate your monthly donor, do you have a celebration for them? Is there one time a year when you ask them all to come together and you just look them in the eye and go, we can do this without you? When you have a campaign and folks begin to give, you'll want to share it. You want to say something like, hey, celebrate with me. Our campaign just started last week and already gifts are coming in. What did you just do? You just celebrated a small win. Maybe you're trying to raise a lot of money, but only a small amount's come in. I'm telling you, start celebrating. You don't have to share the amount. Maybe you will. You'll say, we're raising this amount of money and already it hasn't even been a week and we're at 20%. What? Well, if only 20% comes in, it's not worth celebrating. But as part of celebrating small wins that would build momentum, you want to not miss celebrating them. So number one, Develop an appreciation for momentum. Recognize it. Number two, celebrate small wins. Number three, share success stories. Share and reflect on success stories. Understanding how momentum played a role in those stories can inspire a greater appreciation for its power. How did your mission help your beneficiaries gain some momentum? You don't want to posit them to your donors or your readers as just totally helpless people. No. They're resilient. They're powerful. They're amazing. They just needed a little nudge from you to get the momentum that they needed to achieve a great life. So how share these success stories and share how they already had some momentum, but you helped them maybe to increase it. Never, ever, ever try to raise money without having first shared stories about your impact, your mission's impact in your beneficiaries and your donors' life. If you're going to ask for money in March, tell lots of impact stories in January and February. Why? Because you're creating momentum. Ask for money after you create some momentum. Never, ever, ever before. And then my fourth point, one more after this, just one more. My fourth point, understand the key ingredients of momentum. A key ingredient that foreshadows momentum is a compelling vision. I have a whole chapter about this in my book, and I give some amazing examples. I have talked about this in conventions, done keynotes, and people have just come up and said, "You blew me away. We're talking about compelling vision now in ways we never had. Thank you." So most fundraisers think that what they do, that's their mission, is compelling vision. This is why they send emails and print newsletters that focus on their organization. "Here's what we do," they'll say. They send letters filled with statements like, "We do this. We accomplished that. Our organization is changing the world." Again, you need to grab, you're probably thinking, "Well, we do that. What's wrong with it?" Get my book, study chapter 3, point number 5. Talk about that. How saying, "Here's what we did, would you help us?" Talk about that in chapter 3, why that can hurt you. It hurts my heart to see the most amazing organizations in the world do that, and they do it over and over. I dedicate an entire chapter to establishing your compelling vision in my book, chapter 12, where at the title of the chapter is Visionaries Get More Money Than Missionaries. Okay, my last point, and that is engagement and collaboration. People do not want to engage with your organization. They don't want to be for you like they want to be with you. Give your donors the gift of being with you, not just for you. How do you do that? You be vulnerable. Let them know when things don't go as planned. Hey, be vulnerable. "We hoped to raise this much money, but we only raised this. Thank you for your help, but this is where we're at." And we're celebrating. I always celebrate. I don't care what comes in. Always celebrate. Always be thankful for what came in. But you can be vulnerable and let people know when things don't go as planned. I've had fundraisers and leaders say, "Well, I don't want to advertise our failure. It makes us look bad." No, it's called life. Life doesn't always go as we expect, doesn't always go as we hope. Things don't always happen as we planned. You can be honest about that with donors. You know what? Your donors will love you for it. Communication is crucial to building momentum. I teach the power of storytelling from the inside out. Now, that means sharing from your website first. Always share from your website first, then share to your email list, then social media. You will never build momentum if you don't share from the inside out. Most people share from the outside, maybe in. They just share on the outside. They don't even work on the inside. They just go straight to social media. We do most of everything. We don't even have a website. We have a website, but nobody goes to it. We don't use it. And it's obvious. I'm telling you, you will not get engagement, collaboration, and momentum unless you share from the inside out, Allow folks to know where you're at. Be vulnerable. Do it from your website. Then move outside to your mailing list, email. Then move to social media. Okay? So by appreciating the impact of momentum and understanding its key ingredients, visionary fundraisers, talking about you, you can foster growth, innovation, success, and more impact. Building and maintaining momentum, it should be an integral part of your leadership. It's something you know. It's something you think about. It's something you may say prayers about. It's something you understand is your responsibility. Successful visionary leaders are keen to recognize when there's a lack of momentum, and they take responsibility for it. They realize that momentum starts inside of them. Dave Mahoney says, there comes a moment when you have to stop revving up the car and you shove it in gear. You cannot set others on fire for your vision when you're not burning for it yourself. Take the responsibility for momentum in your organization. It means doing something that 9 out of 10 people can't do. Be enthusiastic at all cost. Emerson said, those folks who succeed simply remain enthusiastic longer than those who fail. Every great and commanding movement in the annals of the world is the triumph of enthusiasm. Okay, I'm out of here. Followers wait for momentum. Listen to me. I'm talking to you. Leaders make it. Followers are waiting for momentum. Leaders are up front. They understand momentum and they are actively making it happen. The Big Mo, momentum, the Big Mo, it's your best friend. See you next time. Glad you tuned in today.